Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner and this week's thought is titled The Mexican Boatman. Now I read this story a couple of months ago in Nightingale Conan's Insight magazine and thought it was a great story. Then last week Peter Thompson, author of The Achiever's Edge, sent me through the same story, saying it changed his life. So with no more introduction, here goes. An American investment banker was at the pier of a small coastal Mexican village when a small boat with just one fisherman docked. Inside the boat were several large yellowfin tuna. The American complimented the Mexican on the quality of his fish and asked him how long it took to catch them. The Mexican replied, "Oh, only a little while." The American then asked why he didn't stay out longer and catch more fish. The Mexican said he had enough to support his family's immediate needs. The American then asked, "But what do you do with the rest of your time?" The Mexican fisherman said, "Well, I sleep late, I fish a little, I play with my children, I take a siesta with my wife Maria, I stroll into the village each evening where I sip wine and play guitar with my amigos. I have a full and busy life." Now the American scoffed, "I have a Harvard MBA and I could help you. You should spend more time fishing and with the proceeds buy a bigger boat. With the proceeds from the bigger boat you could buy several boats. Eventually you'd have a whole fleet of fishing boats. Then, instead of selling your catch to a middleman, you could sell direct to a processor. Eventually open up your own cannery. You would control the product processing and distribution. You would then need to leave this small coastal village and move to Mexico City, then LA, and eventually New York, where you will run your own expanding enterprise." The Mexican fisherman asked, "But how long will this take?" To which the American replied, "Probably 15 to 20 years. But then what?" The American laughed and said, "Now that's the great part. When the time's right, you can announce an IPO and sell your company stocks to the public. And you become very rich. You'd make millions." The American said, "And here's the best bit. Then you would retire. You can move to a small coastal fishing village where you could sleep late, fish a little, play with your kids, take a siesta with your wife Maria, stroll to the village in the evenings where you could sit wide and play guitar with your amigos." Now what a great story, hey? Loads to think about. So with no more to do, till next week, remember, life's a journey, not a destination. So enjoy what you're doing. David Gardner.